Hello, students. Welcome to the third episode of You Know What. This podcast is co-hosted by two EAP lecturers.
I'm Carrie.
And I'm Laura.
In this podcast, we will explore the hidden side of every topic in zoology, business, bioethics, and history. You can access each episode every week on Friday noon via Carrie's Learning More page. Have you ever noticed some historical buildings in our city, which are now used for modern purposes?
How a devastating volcano eruption in Pompeii led to one of the most magnificent historical sites on the planet?
What are some unknown interesting facts about the Terracotta Army?
What are some new fun ways for Generation Z to learn history? Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Laura.
How's your EAP class going?
Thanks for asking. We just started a new topic this week, history.
History. I was not really a big fan of history when I was in school because history lessons were normally dry and boring. But I would never deny the importance of learning history.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But the older I get, the more interested I've become in history.
Well, Carrie, you're not that old to become so passionate about history. So as I've been exploring Suzhou, I noticed there are some historical buildings which are used for new purposes.
Yeah.
Going over across into Old Town and seeing the old buildings, maybe is a Starbucks or something. And also even in New Old Town, Xietang area, where they have some buildings. I don't know if they're as old as the old town, but they built them to look like those buildings. But they still have Starbucks and restaurants and Costa Coffee in them.
Well, Laura, you know Suzhou better than me. What you said just reminds me of a cafe in Shanghai.
Which one?
Have you ever heard of a boutique coffee chain brand called Blue Bottle? It's quite a big name in the cafe industry. I've always been hoping to visit the Blue Bottle in Shanghai one day to enjoy its unique vibes. You know, historic, classic, but modern and fashionable.
Ooh, this sounds like a special cafe.
Yes, indeed. So the Blue Bottle chose the location of a historic building in Shanghai called Yutong Mill, which can date back to 1926. And just for those who don't know the word mill, mill refers to a building with machines for grinding grain into flour. Blue Bottle chose this specific location in Shanghai with an intention of paying homage to China's heritage and local culture. So if you're there, you can see the outside of the building is well-maintained, very classic, historical, but the interior design inside the building is completely transformed with contemporary, minimalist decoration style.
I think a lot of places do this, and especially for tourism.
Yeah.
I used to live in Dubai, and in the old city part that they called the Bastakia, because the person that designed it was Al-Bastaki, but they had still from the outside, as you said, the buildings looked like they always looked, but then you would go inside. And sometimes maybe they still had a similar look, but they had a lot of modern features to them, or they had been altered to serve the purpose of a new coffee shop or an art gallery or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I think history at the end of the day is a study of change over time. History is related to human society. Reading history textbooks can be boring and dry, though. Observing and learning history in everyday life can be more enjoyable.
Yes, as a Chinese learner and a visitor here, or new resident. I've always dreamed about the Forbidden City in Beijing to learn more about the Ming and the Qing dynasties.
Oh, if you've never been there, you should, Laura, you should. It's just breathtakingly beautiful. I've been there twice and might even visit it for a third or even fourth time in the future.
How many times do you have to go?
Well, seeing is believing. This is super true when it comes to history. I was truly gobsmacked. I was totally shocked by the sheer size of the Imperial Palace, the stunning beauty of architectures, especially the subtle details in all the decorations and the design of the buildings. Walking through the palace helped me to further understand the past social norms in China, the aesthetics, the beliefs, and even the Chinese philosophy.
I will definitely visit it one day. And speaking of historical sites in China, you know what, though? I've never been to the Forbidden City, but I've been to visit the Terracotta Warriors twice.
No way! Now you're making me feel guilty as being a Chinese.
It's my one destination that I've been more than once, and I loved it. One time I went by myself, and the second time my parents came to visit, and I took them. And when my parents came, my father's sister, my aunt, said, she sent me a message saying, "Wow, I can't believe you went there. I remember 1974 when the announcement was made in the news about this amazing discovery." And it is an amazing sight to behold.
Yeah, and you know what? The creation of Terracotta Army is related to ancient Chinese belief in afterlife. So afterlife means the life after death. And I've learned that Qin Shi Huang required an army to protect him in his afterlife. He commissioned them clay reproductions of so many warriors, well, thousands of them to be more specific. And the Terracotta Army faces east, because this is a direction an enemy will likely come from to attack the underground tomb.
Oh, okay. Because yes, you see them, they're all facing west, and I didn't know that because I was thinking maybe it was just the most orderly and organized way to display all of these different warriors, both the standing warriors and also those on horseback. But yes, you walk in and you come in from the west, and they are facing towards the east. Ah, thank you for that. Protection of heritage, because actually I believe that the Terracotta Warriors are a UNESCO site.
Yes, it is.
Okay. UNESCO, UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And so this is the mausoleum and all of the warriors and that whole site, because you can go to another part in the same location where they show how different warriors have been found in pieces and how they're excavating and trying to put the pieces together and figure out who belongs where. And actually, I think they've just discovered a few more in recent weeks or months.
You know what? Speaking of UNESCO, you know Pompeii? Pompeii is another UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it is one of the most popular tourist attractions in Italy. We just read an article in EAP class this week about Pompeii.
You know what? Pompeii, I learned about Pompeii in elementary school studying science because we studied about volcanoes. And apparently, Mount Vesuvius is a dormant volcano.
A dormant volcano?
Yes, meaning, isn't it dormant, where it could be active at any time?
Right.
It's not a dead volcano.
Right. Yeah, that sounds really dangerous. Mm. I can't imagine this magnificent historical site all started with a disaster caused by volcanic eruption. I just want to visit Pompeii one day, if it were not for the pandemic.
I know. Yes, I agree with you. And they just had another discovery in Tuscany of 200 bronze figures that were underground as well. So they're discovering new things all the time. But you know what? You don't necessarily have to get on a plane and go there nowadays. This is 21st century, Generation Z. We can use VR and go to the museums and the galleries.
That's right. The power of technology, huh? I think I got to learn history just like the Generation Z.
Yes, I know. I should show you. Here, do you want to see the Rosetta Stone?
What? How? Are you inviting me to go on a trip with you?
Yes, we can go VR British Museum, a VR tour. There's also a museum podcast available to introduce the history of it. We could go to Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam, the art gallery. We could go to the art gallery in Seoul. I just signed up for a virtual tour in the Guggenheim in New York.
That's all for today's You Know What. Thanks for listening.
Take care. And if you can't, you know what? Maybe someone else can.